Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
QL's You Better You Bet countdown to tip-off with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley. Presented by BetMGM.
I got another, like, avalanche of notes last night. CBS playing our Power Hour music going to break. I think it was the first game yesterday. I could be wrong. I think it was NC State Marquette, right?
I think this is like the most played song on the CBS network, aside from like the theme to like Young Sheldon or something. It just really feels like every single game you just get this basically. It's like from the people who brought you like men. It's like yeah, just God bless the CBS Turner guys. They like the song as much as we do.
Then we play this song to start the Power Hour every day on the weekday edition of You Better You Bet. I think it resonates with our listeners and viewers, so we always get notes from people when CBS or Turner plays it during, of course, the NCAA tournament. And for people that have listened or watched today's show, and you're new to us here on You Better You Bet, welcome. We're on all the time. Weekdays, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern, radio stations nationwide. We're on satellite radio. We're on the Odyssey app, on YouTube and Twitch. And you can find us in podcast form as well. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. So again, we're on 4 hours every weekday. So it's not just the special weekend shows. If you like what you hear here, A-R-R-E, and you want our takes on the NFL draft, which is coming up, betting on the NFL draft. You want our takes on the upcoming NBA playoffs, the upcoming NHL playoffs. Baseball season has just started. We have got you covered every single sport. That's what we do here on You Better You Bet. Bets and sports. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcast and find this show in all the same places that you have found us today. Bets for tonight coming up and tomorrow coming up in a second. Thank yous first. Our executive producer today, our pal Alex Fasano. Our technical director, the great Tyler Morales. Our engineer, Double D, David Dykstra. And our video producer, God's perfect creation, Brian Gertz. All right, we will give you bets for the Elite Eight rounds of the NCAA tournament in a moment. But Ken, our show sponsor, BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, has the most outstanding player of the NCAA tournament market open right now. We could spend a couple minutes on this before we give you the bets for today and tomorrow. Zach Edey of Purdue, the favorite at plus 340, and then three UConn players follow him. Tristan Newton, plus 400, Donovan Klingon, 550, Cam Spencer at plus 750, Dalton Knecht of Tennessee, plus 800, and then we have a couple Duke players fronted by Kyle Filipowski at plus 1400. Any thoughts or bets here, most outstanding player market, Ken, ahead of the Elite Eight round beginning later today?
Yeah, and for people who have never followed this award, it's sometimes called the most outstanding player of the Final Four. It typically does tend to reward tournament-long performance, or at least go to like a team's best player, even if someone else played a little better in the Final Four games. We've had a couple instances historically of that happening, but it can be a little random. You know, it's not always like the NBA Finals most valuable player. Like, we'll see if that's, you know, Denver or Boston or whoever wins the NBA title this year. It's going to be the best player on the team. Almost certainly, very few historical examples of it just not being the superstar. You think about other historical awards, like it tends to go the same way, right? Patrick Mahomes just won Super Bowl MVP for the third time. So it tends to go a certain way. This can get a little random, and I think it makes it a little bit more fun. So I think just the easiest exercise is, okay, like what is the team to win the tournament? Like if Purdue wins, what do you get? And if Zach Edey wins, what do you get? And in that case, you'll notice there's no difference between the two prices. It's 15 cents. Like, you would be much better served betting Purdue in that situation, because like 1% of the time, Braden Smith's going to win. Even if it's 1%, just bet, like, make it easier. You don't get anything more when Zach Edey wins. So like, Purdue is an easy one. There's almost a 1-to-1 correlation between what their price is to win and Zach Edey to win most outstanding player. I think honestly, I do have one price that's a little interesting. Kyle Filipowski of Duke is a little interesting to me. They're 8 to win the title and he's 14. And look, like, McCain can have great numbers. Proctor, who was like a great defender yesterday and made a bunch of plays. Like, they have awesome talent. I think it's really unlikely that Filipowski wouldn't win if Duke won the title. Just like the focal point of everything with Duke offense, and then the only big on defense who's like reliable and can pass and can do everything. I'm not sure that should be the difference. But honestly, like, most interesting thing, we have a team that is extremely likely to win, Connecticut, but we have no idea who is going to win most outstanding player if they win. It actually makes this, like, some years, this is actually not an interesting market at all. And this year, I think it is. You would say, like, well, Donovan Clingan, like, he's most likely to win. I would have felt that way going into their last game against San Diego State. I mean, that's not one of his worst games of the season, but a game where he was really a non-factor, struggled offensively a little bit. A lot of the role players hit threes. Like, it just wasn't like a standout game at all. You compare that to Sanogo, who won for them last year, they're big. I mean, was setting records for rebounds and blocks and like all these things in the NCAA tournament going into the championship game, made it pretty easy to figure out who was going to win if they won the title. And I think actually a UConn big has won every time they've won the title. Their big has won most outstanding player. Okafor, Thabeet.
Did Voskal win?
No, 99? I didn't go back that far. You're right. He definitely.
Yeah, I think it was right. I think Rip won in 99.
Yeah, but just probably. But I mean, like, you know, like the history of UConn bigs winning, this is pretty good. And Klingon's the next guy. That would be what, four straight titles were for them, where the biggest won the award. So he can win, but just like, he's not like a dominant scorer, and you know, he has to contribute shot blocking and rebounding, and surrounding him are some really compelling players. Tristan Newton's probably been their best player in the tournament so far. And he, you know, is not viewed as by far their most likely player to win. So I think because the team that's not certainly going to win, but really likely to win, has all these players who can win. Like, I think kind of betting a couple, like, you know, different UConn players, like, do you want Klingon now that he's a higher price than Newton? Game by game, what do you think is going to happen? Is this who was the player for Luke Hancock? Was that the player for Louisville when they won the title? Russ Smith was their best player, great defensive player. They had some good guards. It can get weird. Yeah, it can get weird with the dominant team sometimes. You know, like, Caravan hits some threes in the Final Four in the title game. Can he win? I actually think, like, UConn and Filipowski would be the two things that stand out to me here.
I just, only because, like, I get a flood of people from UConn fans tweeting me, Napier did win and Kemba did win for UConn. So they'd have a couple guards win.
Oh, really? I got that totally wrong? That's crazy.
Yeah, no, like, and look, like, Ken gets a lot. I think we get stuff large, like 99.9% right on the show, because like the UConn fans come out in droves whenever like I say.
No, you're totally right. The Kemba year, definitely. Like, so, how many national titles does UConn have now?
Five, but not
if they win this year, right?
So it's Rip Okafor.
Rip Okafor,
Kemba, Napier, Sanogo.
Got it. Two bigs. Okay, I said three, and it was two. That's like, okay, got it. I apologize to all the UConn fans. In my brain, it felt like all the bigs won all the time.
And UConn Nation loves us here on You Better, You Bet.
They do. That's a bad job. I mean, like, the Campbell one's like really obvious. That's like a bad job by me. But I remembered a couple of the bigs. Whatever. What are you going to do? UConn, put it this way. Whoever won the other ones, UConn's still really interesting this year in the betting market for the award. And I think Filipowski for Duke is really interesting if you like them to get past Purdue and NC State.
And it's like 15 seconds here on Illinois. Like, a lot of guests we've had on the last couple days think this is going to be a game with Illinois and UConn. Illinois would be favored, right, against Clemson or Alabama in the Final Four if they play. Terrence Shannon, 20-1. If you like Illinois, you have to like Illinois against UConn. Maybe slightly interesting, or maybe UConn just wins the game by 20. I mean, all right.
Illinois is 18-1, and Shannon's 20. I guess
DeMass could win, right?
Yeah, I think it's a Zach Edey thing. Like, just bet the team. It's almost the same price. And yeah, like the 1%, 2% outcomes where I can't believe I got the UConn one. That's so bad. It must be early in the morning. That's really bad.
It is early.
All day, I'm going to be like, we're going to be in the car driving for a couple hours. I'm going to be in the car the entire time being like, what were you talking about? Like, what are you talking about? So anyway, well, let's get out some bets.
All right, best bets coming up for the Elite Eight rounds of the NCAA tournament. David, please drop the dope-ass beat. All right, our friends at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, BetMGM introducing the MLB Grand Slam Jackpot. This is like an awesome promotion. We talked about this on the show yesterday. A weekly bet and get promotion. Place a $10 or more wager on any player to hit a home run each weekend. And if your player hits a Grand Slam, you can win the $50,000 daily prize or a share of the prize with every other winning bettor. Details can be found at BetMGM.com, so sign up, download the app, and start winning with the king of sportsbooks. And only because I've teased it a couple times, I like the Padres today against the Giants with Dylan Cease. And I like the Mets today. Well, one hit yesterday by Milwaukee, Luis Severino starting. I like the Mets offense to wake up. I like the Mets against the Milwaukee Brewers. Yeah. All right, Ken, a couple minutes here for our bets. UConn, as I'm talking right now, getting bet against Illinois. 8.5, but almost 9 here against the Illini. 155.5 the total.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, probably the game of the four that I have like the least strong opinion on. I want to be like everybody else and be like, yeah, like Illinois got them. Like it's going to be a really competitive game. They're going to also, like, it's just, you know, what's definition of insanity? Like UConn covers every single one of these numbers. They win these games by a lot. Illinois on defense can be susceptible. Illinois can make mistakes in key moments a lot. Almost let Iowa State back into the game, which was bizarre. Couple bucks on Illinois, maybe. I can't be optimistic about a team beating UConn based on what we've seen for about a year and a half.
I think I'm going to end up laying UConn in this game, Ken. Like, we haven't seen the Brad Underwood clunker yet in this tournament. Maybe it comes today against the Huskies. Clemson and Alabama in the West region. Bama, 3.5-point favorite. 164.5 the total. Ken, we both like Clemson in this game, right? At least to cover, plus the 3.5.
Yeah, favorite bet of the four games by far. Love Clemson in the game. Think that their style, tempo, a coaching advantage, everything points to them at least being able to cover a one possession number against Alabama, who won't be able to do a lot of the things they had success with against North Carolina. So like Clemson, favorite bet of the 2 days by far.
It's the worst game of the weekend from like a viewing perspective, from a neutral perspective. It's my favorite betting game of the weekend also with Clemson. Ken, tomorrow, Purdue 3.5 against Tennessee, 147.5 the total. I feel like this is a really square bet. I like Purdue in this game, and maybe I'll get a 3 to lay with the Boilermakers. Give me Purdue.
Yeah, confidence-wise, probably the second least confident game. I like Purdue a little bit too, actually. I kind of agree with you. I think the number should be a little bigger. We'll see if Vescovy plays in the game. Rick Barnes had to go really deep into the bench last night, and it paid off a little bit. No guarantee that that's going to happen again. We'll see how the fouls work against Edie. Yeah, Purdue a little bit for me in the game.
And how are you betting Duke NC State to wrap it up? Blue Devils, 6.5-point favorite, 143.5 the total.
Duke and Duke by an incredibly large margin, which I think goes against how everybody feels about this game. A team will finally make threes against NC State, and it'll be a team that's lights out from three, that has guards that can nail a ton of threes. It'll seem like no one's guarding them versus what they saw against Houston yesterday when NC State plays. Pretty contrarian. I like Duke by margin in the game.
Yeah, let's lay it with the Blue Devils tomorrow to wrap up the weekend. And that does it for the Elite Eight Sensational Tournament Saturday edition of You Better You Bet's Countdown to Tip-Off. Ken, enjoy the games today. Tomorrow, I'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good. Yeah, good luck, everybody, and I'll go look up some UConn most outstanding players.
and we'll be back next Saturday morning, 8 a.m. for the Final Four edition of the show. But until then and until Monday, I am Nick Costos wishing you, dear listener and dear viewer, minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
You've been listening to You.